And Carr criticizing Kimmel and the network after Kimmel's comments about the Charlie Kirk shooting. This is ABC News. New York County, Pennsylvania, three police officers were shot and killed. Two others left in critical but stable condition after it appears they were ambushed while trying to serve a warrant. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
We need to help the people who think that picking up a gun, picking up a weapon is the answer to resolving disputes. We need to do better when it comes to mental health. We need to do better when it comes to looking out for those who are in need.
Higher prices, job uncertainty, interest rates. The Commerce Department says permits for future home construction fell last month as well. From Paris to smaller towns all across France, people are marching. Teachers, transit officers, and others all protesting President Emmanuel Macron's government and its proposals to cut funding for public services. Hundreds of thousands voicing anger about mounting poverty, inequality, and struggles for low-paid workers. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The race for Wisconsin governor is getting more crowded. Democratic State Representative Francesca Hong announced her candidacy yesterday. Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's the first Asian American member of the Wisconsin legislature. She's a chef and first ran for state office to advocate for restaurant workers during the pandemic. Since then, she's campaigned on a progressive working-class platform. So far, the Democratic field of candidates is more crowded than the Republican one. Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royes, who announced she's running on Monday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien. The primaries are next August, and the general election will follow a few months later in November. Brown County homeowners can pick up a free tool to help them stay safe from toxic, undetectable gas in their homes. The County Health Department is offering free radon test kits for homeowners. Radon is a colorless, odorless gas that is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S., according to the Brown County Health Department. Health Officer Anna Nick says radon is the leading cause of cancer among non-smokers, and it is preventable. Testing for radon is the only way to know if this dangerous gas is present in your home. Homeowners can pick up a free short-term radon test kit while supplies last from any Brown County Public Health location in the Green Bay area. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly sunny sky for today, an isolated storm or two around, and a high in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 60. More storms around Friday, high low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Currently, it's 66.
WGBW. It's been a hard to hear you.
on. Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. Oh, it's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I hope you feel all right. I hope you're ready for a good Thursday because we're going to make it happen on WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary.
Girls are hit by a inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. Heaven, you know I love. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I can take you to a Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know. Heaven, you know I love.
On 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. It's probably my fault that there's a few more clouds this morning than there was yesterday. Because remember yesterday I said, I don't know what we've done to deserve all these beautiful mornings in a row, but I hope it keeps up. Well, look at today. I have jinxed us. I know better next time. I will not say a word.
It's time for Eye in the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Women Who Run With Scissors was formed in 1997 by art quilters in the Green Bay area. Today, membership expands throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Women Who Run With Scissors, Materialized Again, opens September 13th at the Neville Public Museum. The largest craft beverage sampling event returns to the Resch Expo October 4th, Festival Foods Craft Oberfest. Guests will receive a sampling glass and unlimited taste of hundreds of craft beverages, including beer, wine, spirits, and more. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
Make plans now to see the historic Payne Estate in Oshkosh transformed into a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments with the nature of light. Happening August 1st through October 26th, this mystical adventure brings visitors on an immersive journey among numerous lighted vistas and sculptural displays where you can view, touch, explore, and play with the nature of light itself. You can choose either the main or ultimate experience for your tour. Reservations are required, so go to thepayne.org today.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Oh, Silly boy.
Told my girl we had to break up.
Silly boy.
But then she would call my phone.
Silly boy.
When she said, to my surprise, big girls don't cry.
Big girls
don't cry.
Ay, ay, ay.
They don't cry.
Big girls don't cry.
Who said they don't cry?
Silly girl.
Shame on you, your mama said.
Silly girl.
Shame on you, you cried in bed.
Silly girl.
Shame on you, you told a lie.
Big girls do cry. Big girls.
Don't cry. Ay, ay, ay.
They don't cry.
Big girls don't cry.
That's just an alibi.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Brown County is offering free radon test kits. We'll get to more details and how you can get one coming up with the local news update. That is just minutes away right here on WGBW.
Going up the country, baby, don't you want to go? I'm going up the country, baby, don't you want to go? I'm going to some place where I've never been before. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time. Thank you.
though. It's local news and timeless hits with Diana Ross and the Supremes on 97.9 WGBW. Every half hour, as promised, we bring you another local news update from the WGBW News Department.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Brown County homeowners can pick up a free tool to help them stay safe from toxic, undetectable gas in their homes. The County Health Department is offering free radon test kits for homeowners. Radon is a colorless, odorless gas that is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S., according to the Brown County Health Department. Health Officer Anna Nick says radon is the leading cause of cancer among non-smokers, and it is preventable. Testing for radon is the only way to know if this dangerous gas is present in your home. Homeowners can pick up a free short-term radon test kit while supplies last from any Brown County Public Health location in the Green Bay area. The Green Bay Police Department says the use of force in a Bay Beach arrest this summer was justified after an internal review. Several bystanders took video of police arresting a man last June and posted it to social media, drawing public scrutiny over how the officers handled the arrest. The video shows six police officers kneeling around a man on the ground while being filmed by a camera crew from the TV show Cops. The department issued a news release a few days later confirming a camera crew visible in the footage was with Cops TV. Police Chief Chris Davis also addressed community concerns in person at a public event. Davis explained that all uses of force are reviewed internally, including the Bay Beach incident. The arrest was made after police responded to reports of a suspicious person who allegedly made uncomfortable comments to a park employee. That person resisted arrest after repeated warnings from police, and officers used force to take him into custody, according to the initial news release. The man who was arrested was later charged in Brown County with disorderly conduct and resisting an officer. The Green Bay Preble Athletic Department just announced the 2025 Athletic Hall of Fame class. The five athletes will be inducted into the Preble Athletic Hall of Fame at a ceremony on September 26th in the Preble Auditorium. The 2025 class includes five former Preble athletes who went on to achieve excellence in sports. The honorees' graduation dates from Preble span decades, from 1977 to 2014. The public is welcome to attend the induction ceremony at 5:30 on Friday, September 26th. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly sunny sky for today, an isolated storm or two around, and a high in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 60. More storms around Friday, high low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Currently, it's 66.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Times when I could not find a friend. but I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. A very adorable event going on today for kids who are cat lovers. All those details coming up.
You say that you love me.
I'm not getting
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. I remember when I was little, I loved going to story hour, except we didn't have cool story hours like this. It was just at the library where my mom worked, which was great. But a story hour with cats? Oh, my goodness. I would have loved it. And that's what's going on today in Green Bay. In fact, coming up here at 11 o'clock, from 11 until noon on North Broadway in Green Bay, you can stop by the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary. Now, it opens to the public at noon, so this is a special event. They're suggesting maybe like a $3 donation per kid to go to the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary. But you can have story time with the cats. There's going to be coloring activities, give the cats a little bit more pets and loves and socialization. So it's going to be a fun time for everyone. Get more info on that great event coming up today in Green Bay on our community calendar at WGBW.FM.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock.
feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. More news coming up at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. More on Jimmy Kimmel's indefinite suspension. I don't even know what to call this, but we will get more coming up for you. Also, another local news update on the way.
Hits because the past matters. 97.9 WGBW.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. And sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept the lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the magic dragon forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night
ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow. Green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lifelong friend, Puff could not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolee. Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called
to ride in my beautiful balloon. Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can fly.
Up, up and away.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9. From Fifth Dimension to Peter and Gordon, we've got it all on WGBW.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. And I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I and I wanna hide, go to pieces, and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We're
so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside, now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide, go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump telling reporters in England that Russian leader Vladimir Putin really let him down over his efforts to end the war in Ukraine. The president holding a news conference alongside British Prime Minister Keir Starmer this morning. Jimmy Kimmel Live has been preempted indefinitely. Overnight, ABC pulling the late-night talk show host off the air hours after a threat from the head of the Federal Communications Commission. FCC head Brendan Carr called for Kimmel's suspension over comments earlier this week on Jimmy Kimmel Live about conservative influencer Charlie Kirk's death. Two of the largest television station owners, Nexstar and Sinclair, had threatened to run something besides Kimmel. ABC pulling the plug. The president called the preemption great news for America. Disney is the parent company of ABC News and ABC. Number of people applying for unemployment benefits fewer than last week, but still 231,000 out-of-work Americans filled out applications. This is ABC News. Still a lot of questions after the body of a young black man was found hanging from a tree on the campus of Delta State University in Mississippi earlier this week. ABC Steve Osami is in Atlanta.
Authorities in Mississippi are now working with the FBI and tell us that they can only say so much, but are trying to make clear to the public that the tragic death of Delta State University student Demartravion Reed did not involve any foul play. Trey, as he's known, is the young black man who was found hanging from a campus tree on Monday morning. Reed's family is having trouble believing authorities, saying that he was happy and excited about college. They're demanding to see video of his final moments that police say they have.
The county coroner says Reed suffered no lacerations, contusions, fractures, broken bones, or injuries consistent with an assault. The family is doing its own investigation. President Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer are about to hold a news conference following their discussions earlier today about trade and business cooperation. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The race for Wisconsin governor is getting more crowded. Democratic State Representative Francesca Hong announced her candidacy yesterday. Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's the first Asian American member of the Wisconsin legislature. She's a chef and first ran for state office to advocate for restaurant workers during the pandemic. Since then, she's campaigned on a progressive working class platform. So far, the Democratic field of candidates is more crowded than the Republican one. Hong is up against state